With historic skyscrapers, world-class theater, and amazing restaurants, we'll show you all the things to see and do in the Loop. Sponsored by Illinois Lottery, anything is possible in your hometown. Here's John.
And John is with Maestro Enrique Mazzola, who is the Lyric Opera of Chicago, the maestro there. Welcome to the show.
Hi, everyone. Buongiorno. Good morning.
What does maestro mean?
Maestro is the conductor, the one, you know, with the white stick in the orchestra pit and keeping the tempo. You know, it's beautiful because it's one of these jobs that keep together the people, the orchestra, the chorus, the singer. And you have this special spotlight that is not about the spotlight, of course, but you need the spotlight because people need to see you. And I have this white stick that I use to underline my gesture, and I keep everyone together.
Are you also cognizant that while you are keeping the orchestra together, you are also a performer too, that your physical movements are part of the show? Do you think about that?
That's true. You know, in a way, the right hand is about keep a pulse, yes? You keep the so-called the tempo. It's like a click, yes? And the left hand is like to inspire, a little bit softer, a little bit faster, a little bit more aggressive.
How do they know that you are gesturing to them? Aren't they looking at the score on the sheet in front of them, or how do they maintain contact with you?
Well, everything is prepared by heart. When we perform, we just do everything by heart. The orchestra, they are reading the score. But
so if their pages fell on the floor, they would still know what to do.
Yes, of course, of course.
And you said the singers what?
The singers, they do not have the score. So they interact. So it's like a movie. There's a big action on stage. And at the same time, they can have an eye directly on me. And we have some monitors on the sides.
So you're the director, like the director of a motion picture, maybe, choreographing the scenes, pulling the most out of the performers.
Sort of. The big part of my job is to inspire the artists.
Do they respond when you make gestures? Do you hear it then, louder, softer, or whatever?
Very much. So yeah, I tell you one very important thing. So all the singers at opera, they are not amplified. There is no amplification. It's not like musical Broadway.
Right.
So they use just the face cavities as a resonance space. Yes. So my work is also to keep always a balance between the sound of the orchestra and the sound on stage.
Now, your hometown, I was telling you off the air, is a feature we do where we feature towns, communities, sometimes even in other states. But we thought, let's tell people about the Loop, about coming downtown. Tell us about the opera house where you all perform.
So, Lyric Opera of Chicago, it's really part of the Loop. We are in North Wecker. And actually, I see always a lot of people coming out of office, going to office, really walking in front of the opera house, seeing these sometimes bizarre photos of us in different costumes, in different attitudes. And I would say it's probably one of the most important cultural centers of our city in the Loop. And what is beautiful at the opera is that we do not only make music, but we'll tell stories. And all this happens really in the Loop.
I want to ask you about those stories, but tell me about the room. Is it a good room? Does it have good sound? Do you like the space that you work in?
It's a fantastic space. Please come to see the building. From outside is an old 1920s old building.
Columns and architecture.
And you could not imagine that you just enter and there is a vast auditorium, big hall, 3,250 seats, more or less. And the acoustic, it's unbelievable.
How's business been?
Business is very good. It's very good. You know, apparently, for the new generations, it's more difficult to come to the opera. We are doing a big work to attract also younger generation, and it's going better and better. There is a big effort on this. There's a bigger effort also on programming new operas that speak to the different communities of Chicago, and this attracts definitely new audiences.
And is this one of them, Così Fan Tutte? Am I saying that right? COSIFANTUTTE. You say it.
Your Italian is
not so good.
Almost perfect.
You flatter me. You say it.
Così Fan Tutte.
And what is that?
Così fan tutte is an opera by Mozart. I have to tell you a secret. It's my favorite Mozart opera. And is how you call it here in America? Romantic comedy? Something like this.
Rom-com, yes? Yeah.
So there is a sort of lot of love and a lot of drama because of love. So there are a lot of American movies that I've seen that remind me this kind of situation.
Can you give me an example?
I don't know. Pretty Woman, for example. Big problem, big drama of love. And then, poof, it finishes like this. And there is lightness. There is a lot of love. There is a lot of funny situations, but not because we are comic, because the comicity of the drama of love make laugh people, unfortunately.
It's in Italian?
It's in Italian language. We have English subtitles.
You know, I think that was an adjustment for people at first, but these days people watch subtitles on TV. I think we're very used to now reading, watching, and listening at the same time. Would you agree?
I agree. I tell you something very funny. I'm watching in these days an Italian show, and this Italian show has English subtitles. I'm reading these English subtitles.
So the show runs, this Così fan tutte, is February 1st through the 15th, correct?
Correct, yes.
And I can get tickets now still?
Yes, we have 6 shows. You can still find the tickets. Actually, the opening is Sunday. What is in 3
29th,
days?
29th, yeah, right.
Yeah, in 3 days.
Right,
so
the corner,
we are,
weekend.
There is a lot of electricity in there, you know, when there is the opening. Because we do the rehearsals, but rehearsals is between us. The truth is when you open the doors of the opera and people come in and the first applause. And the second applause. And okay, we are in the right direction. You know, it's, I would say you cannot do opera without the audience. Mm. Audience is part of this big process that is making music and telling stories.
Yeah, right.
And I think we are trained to react to the feeling of the audience.
Are they local performers? Is this traveling performers?
No, it's the orchestra and chorus. They all stay in Chicago or around Chicago. Yes, of course. The singers we invite, they come from all over the world.
Really?
Yes.
Do you have special solo artists that perform at an event like this or no?
We have very important singers coming from Italy, coming from also from US, of course, and other countries. But because we choose for each single role the best singer we can find in the world.
Oh, really? Do you cast that then? Do
of
they audition?
Of course. Boy. I mean, this is Lyric Opera of Chicago. We want to be the top opera house in the world.
We're almost out of time, but what is that like? Because my understanding is that when people audition for a role, say in the Chicago Symphony, they do so behind a blind curtain.
Yes.
So that you only hear the performance. How do you audition somebody for Lyric?
Well, this is about orchestra. Yes, there are union rules for which orchestra and chorus you have to do behind a curtain. But for the singers that we want to cast, we decide who we want to invite.
I see. You're excited about this performance.
Super excited. Super funny. I would say if it's the first time you want to come to the opera, you don't know what opera is, come. Così fan tutte is your title. You will come out and you will say, I'm going to come back to opera.
I think I will. So we can get tickets right now. Go online, click away.
Of course,
away.
Go online, you'll find tickets.
Maestro Enrique Mazzola is the maestro at the Lyric Opera, and that show starts on the 1st, that's Sunday, through the 15th. What a pleasure to see you. We've spoken before, but the first time in studio. I'm glad you were able to come.
That's why
in.
I wanted to come here. It's so different to see your eyes. And bravo for everything you are doing here.
Well, thank you for that. That is high praise.